table together for about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. We won't put a time limit on that. We'll just see how the Lord leads us. The Spirit will lead us today. Following that, we will have about an hour for just sharing. And that'll be your opportunity to overflow any kind of enjoyment, any kind of impressions that the Lord has touched you with for the whole weekend. Whether that was from the messages, from your small groups, from your personal time with the Lord, that you could share something with us. So you'll have about an hour. We'll try to see. Of course, that we have some singing, so maybe it'll be 45 minutes or so. In this session, though, we would like to give some opportunity to some of the brothers to give you a kind of concluding word. It'll be from a number of brothers. But I do hope that this speaking will really put a kind of capstone on the speaking from the whole weekend. I don't know who would like to start. Brother David? Come on.
Amen.
Yeah, I'll clip it. Okay. You don't have to worry about it.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Actually, I don't know how long I'll be, but I do have one particular, let me say this. Brother asked last night in our group, if you had to use one phrase, one line of what you've seen this week. And then he asked us, and then we all went around. And my one line actually was not just a line, it was just one word. The word was run. And I really appreciate this word run. Because our whole Christian life, we need to be running.
Yes.
Now, running has two different aspects. We're running with those in a positive way.
Yeah.
We're running with our companions. Amen. To finish this age,
Amen.
To finish our course.
Amen.
But also we're fleeing.
Mm-hmm.
We're fleeing from all the negative things.
Right.
We're fleeing from the worldly things.
Amen.
And even the most impressive thing I saw, the decline, we're not actually trying to make the decline of the world better.
Right.
We have no interest in making the world better.
Right.
And then the other aspect was regarding the church. The church in decline. Actually, when Paul was speaking, he said the church was in decline. That's us. We were in degradation. So he was concerned that we would not be degraded.
Mm-hmm.
That we would keep running.
Amen.
So he wasn't really concerned about the world. He's really concerned about the church.
Right.
He was concerned about all of us.
Right.
And then again, the other words that impressed me about run is the relay race.
Yeah.
This is very significant. In a typical relay race, there's four runners. And each one is dependent upon the others.
Right.
The last runner is dependent on the ones who ran before him. So the first one needs to get to the second. The second needs to get to the third.
Amen.
The third needs to get to the fourth.
Right.
Without those ones, the fourth one can't finish. But also, number one is depending on number two. Number two is depending on number three. And number four is definitely dependent on all the ones before.
Right.
Because if number four doesn't finish, the rest of their running, they don't win the race. No matter how fast they ran, how much they ran endurance and finished their part, if the last part doesn't finish,
the
whole team doesn't finish.
Right.
So this is a team effort.
Right.
And this running is constant.
Right.
We're running with our companions. We're not running alone, but we're running to finish this age.
Amen.
And what is it really to run? It's day by day. This one course, day by day, bit by bit.
Yeah.
Life will grow as it's fit.
Amen.
So day by day. So tomorrow you may stumble. You may stumble when you get home. But we need to get right back up.
Amen.
Runners get right back up.
Yes.
They don't run, and when they fall, they just don't look at them and say, oh, I fell down. Oh, sorry. No, they get up and they keep running. Because they want to finish that race.
Amen.
That's the attitude. That's the desire within of the runner.
Yeah.
The runner wants to finish the race.
Amen.
So he may stumble. He may fall. But he gets back up.
Amen.
And day by day is actually getting into the Word.
Right.
The Bible, I don't know if you have your Bible, hopefully you have paper copies, but you don't have to pull it out. It's a pretty big book. You don't read your Bible in one day. You don't read your Bible in one month. But it's day by day.
Amen.
Little by little. And I was also appreciating, to go along with this, Proverbs chapter 4. It talks about the light of dawn. And then it gets brighter and brighter until the full day.
Amen.
So even every day, there's a light of dawn. Like this morning when you woke up, there is some light. It's the light of dawn. But every day it needs to get brighter and brighter until the full day. And then another version mentions it's a perfect day. So when we're filled with the Lord, it's a perfect day.
Yeah.
So day by day, bit by bit, it says, life will grow as is fit, increasing gradually until, however imperceptibly, your life matures within me. So it's the little things, day by day, running this race. It's not one time only. We're running day by day.
Amen.
So the little things help us by getting into God's Word, seeing His face every day. And I appreciate that the verse says, have loved His appearing. It doesn't say will love His appearing.
Right.
It says have loved it now. They already loved His appearing.
Yeah.
That means they have appeared. God has already appeared
right.
to them
right.
day
right.
by day.
Amen.
So in our reading of the Bible,
right.
He appears to us day by day.
Amen.
You see, that's loving His appearing.
Right.
Not just waiting for expecting Him to come, but loving His appearing today.
Amen.
So day by day, we need to be those running. Praise the Lord that we could be running.
Amen.
And all those clouds of witnesses, they're all cheering us on.
Amen.
They're really waiting for us to finish this course. Because they don't win unless we win.
Right. Right.
Hallelujah, we can run.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I was very impressed about Brother's example last night. Concerning about the faith, the conscience, and love. By being in the United States, I have seen the decline of our conscience. A lot of reasoning, but no conscience. Even I myself, a lot of time, because of this society, gradually I have more reasoning than touch my conscience. And I really appreciate that through Brother's illustration, we see how important it is.
Yeah.
Without this pure conscience, there's no way we can keep the faith.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And this is what we really need, especially among young people. I've been serving young people and knowing their problem with their siblings and their parents. A lot of reasoning, again, and no conscience. And I really thank the brothers sharing today. In order for us to really run this race, we really need to have pure conscience.
Yeah.
Through this pure conscience, then our faith can be kept.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That we do have a way. We really need to take heed of this prophetic word.
Yeah.
And I really surprised that Apostle Paul has written this so many years ago, but we just keep forgetting it. And today we can have receive this word again. Really, we need to take heed of this word and continue run this race until we finish the course.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for this conference.
Amen.
I appreciate these three words that our brother Ricky gave on the first day,
right?
From 2 Timothy 1:6 and 2 Timothy 1:14. Okay, remind, fan, and guard,
right?
Have you been reminded this weekend?
Amen.
I believe so, right? With all the rich speaking, we've been reminded, right? We've been reminded to fan our spirits, right?
Amen.
To fan our spirits into flame. I believe all of you have exercised your spirits, released your spirits this weekend, right? I think you've all touched the Lord, but you need to continue to do this. After the conference, we need to continually be reminded. After this conference, we need to continue to fan, right? The gift of God that's within us, right? We need to fan the spirit, right, into flame. Then lastly, we need to guard, guard the good deposit. And, you know, I think when we're all together, it's very easy. When we're all together in this kind of environment, it's easy to guard the deposit. But when you're back home, in your own situations, back at school, it's difficult to guard. And we need to be aware that the enemy is out there threatening to poke holes, right? To cause leaks in our faith. So we need to be vigilant to guard the good deposit. Amen. Then, you know, through all the rich speaking, all the outline points, we have the divine provisions. We have these 8 points. Who remembers these 8 points? Dwelling Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we have all these, we have the divine provisions. We have the ingredients for the inoculation. But then we also saw that there's these 5 statuses that we need to be as the inoculators, right? And what are these 5 statuses again?
Teacher, soldier, athlete, farmer,
and I appreciate during our group times, you know, a lot of these group times was pray. You know, write down some names and pray. And I hope that would continue. I thought that was a very good exercise within our group times. Because what came out was not just praying for your friends, but even praying for your fellow young people that may not be here, that may not have come to meetings for a while. This is a good practice. This is what, you know, as inoculators, you're not just out there preaching the gospel, but you're also inoculating against the decline among your fellow young people. So, you know, we encourage you, continue as companions to pray for one another, to encourage one another, pray for your friends, pray for your fellow young people. And I think in this way, it's a very good way for you to continue to pursue. Amen. Right? And intermixed in all this, I think something that really came out, and our brother Paul touched upon this again, is the conscience. This is another way that you can continue to be reminded, to fan, and to guard, is to take care of your conscience. And I really appreciate that picture last night with, you know, along with the conscience is faith and love. You cannot separate them. So a lot of times, you know, the week-to-week young people's meeting, we come there. A lot of times there's no enjoyment. We're getting dragged there. It's because you haven't been taking care of your conscience. Without the conscience, there's no faith, there's no love, and you're going to dry up, and there's not going to be that kind of enjoyment. So praise the Lord for this weekend. Praise the Lord that we've been reminded. We're fanning and we're guarding. Amen. And we have the way to go on. And the antidote within the inoculation is the Word of God. Amen. So we need to be in the Word of God, pray reading the Word of God, breathing in the Word of God, taking care of all the negative elements within our being. And in this way, we can continue to spend time with the Lord, to love the Lord, and to love His appearing.
Amen. Actually, I just want to continue. I feel I have the same feeling as all the brothers. And I just want to read you 2 verses. And I think this really summarizes our hope for you all. And this first one is in 2 Timothy 3:14. But you.
Amen.
But you.
Amen.
High schoolers, but you.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Actually, that's my burden. Continue.
Amen.
Oh, Timothy, guard the deposit.
Amen.
Not just here in Penuel,
right,
but back at home.
Amen.
Continue.
Amen.
Continue to guard the deposit.
Amen.
Continue in the things which you have learned,
yes,
and have been assured of.
Amen.
Have you learned something?
Yeah.
Have you been assured of things this weekend?
Right.
Continue in them.
Amen.
Knowing from which ones you have learned them. And then I think it's the sister verse. This is in 1 Timothy chapter 4. The last 2 verses here, 15 and 16. Practice these things.
Right.
Continue and practice.
Amen.
Practice these things. Be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all.
Amen.
Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue.
Amen.
Do you see my burden? Continue.
Amen.
Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. I really like these 2 words, practice and continue.
Amen.
Actually, when you consider practice, again, I really like how Paul uses this matter of a contender, an athlete, right? When you're an athlete, what do? You practice. You don't get good at something. And this is not just athletics, even in music, all things in life. You need to practice.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we practice, when we're learning, we might fail. But that's okay. You just get up. You dust yourself off. And you continue.
Amen.
And you continue and you practice. And we've heard so much, we receive so much, but we really need to learn how to practice.
Amen.
We need to practice fanning our spirit into flame.
Amen.
Every morning, we can practice.
Amen.
Another day to practice.
Amen.
When we come together in the meetings of the church, another opportunity to practice. We need to practice what? Practice being an inoculator, right? Practice shepherding. Practice teaching. Practice taking care of people. Practice being a soldier. Practice being disentangled from all the distracting things of the world.
Right.
Practice being an athlete, right? Running with endurance. Practice being a workman, right? Maybe sometimes we say something, it's not so accurate, but that's okay. We're learning. We're practicing. And we need to practice being a farmer. And I really like, again, this picture of a farmer because, you know, when farming, it's seasonal, right? So maybe the first time it doesn't work out, but that's okay. We could continue and we can practice. And we need to practice breathing in the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to receive the Scripture, right, as God's breathing out into us, right? And this way, as the men of God, we can be fully equipped. We could prepare for every good work. And then finally, I really appreciated last night speaking, the final chapter in 2 Timothy, where we see we have such a wonderful incentive, right? And even just from this morning speaking, I just appreciated this. Our brother's point that, you know, we are here running together. You know, Paul here, it says, the course, right? I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. So together, we're all in this great race, right? But each and every one of us, we have a certain course. Because in Acts, actually, Paul refers to my course, right? So on the one hand, we're all running this race together. But on the other hand, we all have a particular course. And the incentive, of course, is the Lord's appearing. We need to practice loving the Lord.
Amen.
Each and every day. Every moment throughout the day, we can be those who would love His appearing. Right? And again, but this is not something just individual, right? Because Paul here ends with this, not only me,
right,
but also all those who have loved His appearing.
Right.
And I just want to connect this last part of that verse to, you know, Hebrews 12. Actually, if when you read all of Hebrews 11, you see, again, there's so many who have gone before us, just like our brother mentioned. And really, we're just standing upon their shoulders, right? And you could say that this baton has been passed down, right, from one generation to another. But, you know, in Hebrews, it ends with this matter that actually, without us finishing this race, they would not be made complete. In other words, you know, this crown of righteousness, of course, it's given as an award, right, to the one who finishes this race. But if we don't finish, then all the ones who went before us, they don't win. They don't win the race, right? So it all depends on the last leg, right? And I really like this picture, the cloud of witnesses. I don't know if you've ever seen this on TV, but, you know, the Summer Olympics, of course, they have different kinds of races. But one time I was watching and I saw the marathon race, right? You know, the marathon is a very long race. So they start in the stadium, right? Maybe they do a couple of laps. Then they leave, right? And they go, because, you know, to do the entire marathon in the stadium, I think it gets a little tiring, right? So they go out. But then when it's time to finish, right, the runners come back into the stadium, And then when I was watching it, I saw, you know, as the runners are coming back, what happens? Everybody is waiting there, right? Sitting in the stadium. And as the runners are coming in, people start standing. They start cheering. They start, whoa, this is it. This is the end, right? And all the runners, they're representing a certain country, right? And so as the runners are coming in, they do their final lap. There's the stadium's going wild. They're cheering them on. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. When you come to Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, the great cloud of witnesses, I hope you get that impression. There are ones cheering you on. Amen. Cheering you on. Amen. Matthew, as you go back to your high school, you might feel like, oh, I'm alone. But actually, we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, cheering us on to finish this race, to continue and to practice. So anyways, I hope, you know, when we return, we would just be in these things, right? Continue and to practice.
Amen.
Sing another song.
That's happening, but we don't hold it.
We have a Father whose heart is full of love for us. His heart is so bare, and his love is so unlimited. Even when we say,
thank you.
together one more time.
We have a Father.
So it's fine.